Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be with y'all folks again this morning. Hope y'all been praying for Brother Tommy. I tell you, the sickness and things has been going through everybody, it looks like. But I sure am glad that the Lord has blessed and helped and touched. And I tell you what, he's given us some miracles this last month. He has just blessed us abundantly. Amen. But I'm glad to be here with each and everyone that's tuned in. Appreciate all you that tune in from everywhere. And I sure thank you. And I got my little man with me this morning. And he's going to read for me this morning. He wanted to read a scripture that he liked himself. And then he's going to read a scripture for me. Before we do this, I want to go to the Lord in prayer. God, I sure thank you for all your blessings, Lord, and everything that you've done for us, Lord, and all that you bestowed upon us, God, and our Lord, our well-being, God, our just our bodies and our health and everything that you blessed us with, God. I just pray that you just help us and continue on, Lord, to lead us, to guide us, to direct us, God, just to open up this word unto us, to help us, Lord, just to do your will to the full, God, just to understand, to know the power of your resurrection and the love, God, that you said you are love, that God is love. And I just pray that you would just open people's hearts and minds this morning, God, and just help us, those that are on the trip, God, to just give them a little more growth as they grow and are going. And God, I just pray, Lord, for those maybe it's just started or maybe just a regular old sinner out there, God, that you would bring them, Lord, unto the fold that they could be saved, Lord, from sin. God, I give you the praise, honor, the glory for it this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Did you want to read?
Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through verse 16. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
Well, he got a little extra verse there. He was going to read another verse, but I think he just decided to read this. But I thank the Lord for that. And you know, he blesses me. I hope he blesses y'all. Amen. But as he read that 16th verse, it reminds me of my wife was telling me something she had seen somewhere. And it said something about fasting. It says if you're fasting and cussing, or if you're fasting and committing adultery, or if you're fasting and lying, you might as well just go ahead and eat, because you ain't doing no good. That's not the right thing to do. But nevertheless, anyway, as the Lord's Prayer, that he told his disciples how to pray, amen. But after this prayer, He says, for you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. Amen. And you know, the Bible tells us a lot about loving our enemy and doing good to those that despitefully use us and all and we shouldn't be of the world. The world is, you know, it's a dog eat dog kind of world, you know, or if somebody does something to me, I got to do something worse to them and all that kind of thing. And some people will be good so far as to church members, but out there in the world to the other folks, they're not. But you know, he didn't say just do good to your own family or your church or nothing like that. But he was talking about everybody. And you know, we can hold things that'll make us angry. You know, the wrath of God worked not the righteous. I mean, the wrath of man worked not the righteousness of God. Amen. And we can have things, and you know, that's in this world today. Why people are in such a fix today is because that they hold all these things in themselves, holding anger and malice and all that against somebody. And, you know, it's not hurting that other person, but it's hurting you. It's tearing you up. Amen. But if you forgive men their trespasses and, you know, I can tell you that you're going to have a burden lifted off of you, because you go around with a chip on your shoulder all the time, or everybody's done you wrong and you know, that kind of idea, and when somebody does something, it just ruins your day or however you want to put it, it just ruins everything. Well, let me tell you something, we got to have that forgiveness that the Father, amen, you know, he forgive us yet when we were in sin, Jesus gave his life for each and every one of us. Amen. And you know what? We ought to forgive those trespasses. You know, he said, how many times, as he asked the disciples, he said, how many times should you forgive, you know, those that trespass against you? He said, seven times. He said, no, I say seven times 70. Amen. In a day, in one day. And you know, according to my calculation, that's about 490 times a day. And I don't think nobody trespassed against you, not even 49 times probably a day. But he said, if it is, that you forgive them, because your heavenly Father, you know, that's the only way you get forgiveness from your heavenly Father. Amen. As you forgive those that do you evil, that trespass against you, it doesn't matter if they do it today and then turn around and do it again tomorrow. You forgive them. Amen. Because if you don't, you won't have love in your heart. Amen. You'll have malice, and you'll have hatred, and you'll have all these things that are caused. You know, they did studies about certain things that would, you know, that you can go through, and it'll cause a physical problem in your body. Amen. You can start, it's like stress. I mean, if you start stressing about things, it'll cause natural things in your body to hurt, or the way you'll feel, and cause other things to happen. Amen. But we need to let all that go. Amen. Because where Christ is, where God is, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. And you can have that liberty, and you can be free, amen, from the ideas and opinions and the drugs of this world that they'll tell you, well, you know, you got to have a little of this to take the edge off of there. Well, if you're going to do all that, you know, instead of looking to God, you might as well go down there to the liquor store and get you a shot of that. But let me tell you something. God came, and what he done, or Jesus came, and what he done for us, and what he left us here, it'll keep us from the liquor store. Amen. If you really trust in him and you love him with all your mind, body, and soul, amen, that's one of the commandments, that we should love the Lord with everything that we have. Amen. But the Bible tells us to lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge God in all his ways, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen. I can tell you, people has missed so many blessings sins by letting somebody else, amen, just mess them up because they did wrong. Don't let somebody else's wrong cause you to do wrong. Amen. You just take that and you use that as a step, amen, to get up a little higher. Amen. Because, you know, tribulation worketh patience, patience hope, and hope making not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. We're going to have people in this world that's going to sin against you or trespass against you. Are they going to talk about you? Are they going to put you down and all that? He said that they would. They did it to him, and they're going to do it to you. A servant is no greater than his master. And so, praise God, they're going to do it to you. And you know what? We ought to rejoice that we're suffering like him. Amen. I think about old Paul and Silas, how they went in the name of Jesus, went to preaching, amen, but they give all kind of word against them, and they said these are ones that turned the world upside down. Well, praise God, amen, that you got something for somebody to talk about. Amen. I remember somebody telling me after I first got saved, amen, I was a lost man, an angry, amen, I'm telling you what a wretched sinner I was, amen, but when I got repentant and I turned around, amen, and I started doing totally opposite than what I had done before, amen, because there was, amen, a new man, and you know what, I had somebody turn around to me, amen, angry at me because I wasn't doing the same things that I did before. I wouldn't talk as I would before. I wouldn't fight and argue and carry on as I would before, amen, but they turned around to me not even realizing what they're saying, amen, and said, what are you trying to be, a saint or something? I laughed. That was funny to me. Amen. I'm going to say, yep, I sure am trying to be a saint. I sure am. Amen. But we've got to overcome the world and the things of the world and the people of the world, the ideas and opinions. Amen. You know, if you're going to let them other things, you can't get no further because you can't get forgiveness if you don't give forgiveness. You know, I think about, you know, how and Stephen was being stoned. Amen. Stephen there, he was trying to tell them what was right. He was trying to preach to them men the gospel. Amen. And as he done that, they went to picking up stones and they went to stoning Stephen. Amen. And as they were stoning Stephen, now sometimes us people can go through some things. Amen. And they can get off after a while, cool down and realize and do better and all that. But I can tell you that Stephen was in the heat of it all. Amen. When they were stoning him, amen, he had that love that the Father, amen, he had that pure love, and he had that love for Jesus Christ and God the Father, and he had the word abiding in him, amen, and he was keeping God's commandments to the full, amen. He had that forgiveness and love within him, but as they were stoning him, amen, the Bible said he looked up, amen, that's a blessing, amen, that he looked up through all this, through all the pain and the agony, amen, that was coming to him as those jagged rocks and things were tearing his flesh off, amen. He looked up unto the heavens, and what did he say? He said, Father, lay not this sin to their charge, amen. Just lay it not to their charge, as to say, don't count me as anything. They're going to kill me, but don't count it as murder to them. Amen. I was just trying to preach the gospel to them and just help them, Lord. Amen. He was forgiving them while they were still yet doing it. How many today really does that? Amen. They can forgive. Amen. Before it's even through, they just keep forgiving them. Amen. But Stephen did. And when he said that, he said, lay not this sinner their charge. Amen. But receive my spirit. Jesus Jesus was standing at the right hand of God. Amen. He was seeing. Amen. The heavens opened unto him because what he had done and the love that he had for the very ones. Amen. That were stoning him. It was almost like the words that Jesus said on the cross. Amen. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. With his good hand nailed to a cross and his feet. And as they came and they opened up his side and everything else that they had done to him, they had bruised him. They had spat upon him. They had put that crown of thorns upon his head. Amen. And they had ripped the flesh off his body with a cat of nine tails. Amen. They had more or less mutilated him. He had bled through the prison unto the place until they carried him to Golgotha. Amen. And he was wore out. He was tired. Amen. He didn't have much blood, I don't think, coming through his body. Amen. As he ought to have had. Amen. But I can tell you this. He went ahead and bared his cross. Amen. He carried it up Golgotha. Amen. And he got on that cross up for you and I. Amen. Who was lost in sin. Amen. The very ones. Amen. That were nailing it, them nails in his hands. He was dying for them. He was forgiving them. He was loving them. The thieves that were on the cross with him. The ones that were railing against him. The ones that had put their voice. Amen. Or give their testimony against him. All them. He was forgiving all them. Amen. And them very crucifying him. Themselves. He was forgiving them. Do you think that he looked over when they started nailing his hands to the cross? You think he looked over at the man that was nailing his hands to the cross that was probably talking rough to him and all? Do you think he looked over at him like some folks look at you in traffic? I don't think so. Don't think so at all. Amen. I think he looked over there with mercy and love. Amen. I can tell you what, we can get up to a higher plane with God if we'll forgive one another, amen, as we ought. And I tell you what, if we don't, you can't get forgiveness. You can play church all you want to. You can go back and forth to church. You can wear the carpet off the steps going. Amen. You can wear the cover off your Bible and all that. But if you don't forgive men their trespasses, you ain't going nowhere. You can't be saved. You got to forgive men their trespasses. You can't get forgiveness for your own. You know, I remember when I first started going to church and all that, a fella invited me and I started to go to church a little bit. And we come by this one fella's house that had done me wrong and I had said something about it. And he says, well, you got to forgive him if you're going to get saved. And I should have coated them words in chocolate what I said, because I had to eat them. Amen. You know, you think about the Good Samaritan. There this man was on the side, a stranger he didn't know. Amen. He loved him so much. You know, he just loved mankind. That's God. God's love. And this is the kind of love that reaches out. Amen. And he doesn't say, well, he's not this kind of person, or he's not of my country, or this, that, and the other. Amen. He didn't say, oh, well, I don't like them because they did so and so to me. You know, it's kind of like the whole deal, you know, people be friends until they find out, what, you know, who they are politically, or, you know, what game or who they pull for, some kind of ball game or something like that. But, you know, he looked down this man with compassion and he cared for him. He put him on his own beast and he carried him into town. He bound up his wounds and all that where he had fell among the thieves, and he bound him up, carried him, gave him his own ride, carried him in there, got him to a place, and he paid for him for a stay there. And he told the people, he said, if anything more, he said, just put it on my account, I'll pay it. How many will pay the cost for somebody else? You know, how about somebody going through some real pain and agony? Would you pray and say, Father, let me bear some of that burden? If it is something even natural, let me bear some of that burden. Now, that's true love. Amen. And not, you know, the Bible says Now, you know, the hypocrite, they love their own. They'll salute their own, and, you know, they love their own. But what reward have you in heaven if you love those that love you? Amen. We've got to go past that. We got to love them ones that don't love us. We got to love the ones that want to backstab us and talk bad to us and talk about us behind our backs and everything else. That's where you get some real victory. Amen. That's where you can get some fellowship with God, is when you love them and that you forgive them and you're not backbiting back with them. Amen. Just let it go, because you know this life is it's like James says, it's just like a vapor that appears for a little while and then it vanishes away. You got to remember this, because it's not going to be long before the Father come, or till Jesus comes back to get his children, amen, to get his own, amen. And you got to know what manner of man are you, amen, because people's holding grudges against other people, and they've held it for so long that they don't even remember what it's about. Some of them don't even remember. And some of them say, oh, well, he did so-and-so back in 19. So, yeah, ain't it time for you to get over that? Amen. Ain't it time for us to grow up? And the Bible says, be men in understanding and children in wrath. Amen. I remember, you know, when I was a little old child, amen, and we lived in a neighborhood at the time, and we had other youngins that we played with, and we'd get out with one another and all that. And we'd get out one another about lunchtime, and you know, old man, we just hated one another, this, that, and the other around lunchtime, and wasn't ever going to have nothing to do with one another no more. And about after lunchtime, before the Kool-Aid could digest good, we had done forgive them, and we was back playing with them. You know, that's the way that we ought to be. That's the way that we ought to be. But see, in wrath, you know, we want to be men. Oh, we want to blow out a chest. You know, God resisteth the proud, and he giveth grace unto the humble. Oh, what we want to do and what this, that, and the other. God don't like that at all. Amen. He hates pride. Amen. But I can tell you what, if we would, and that, you know, we want to play dumb because we want to be so tough, this, that, and the other, and all that. But he said, in that, be children. Be children. Forgiven, loving. That's what we need to be. Amen. But, you know, in understanding, we need to be men and say, you know what? That's right. If this message is getting to you this morning, you need to just say, yeah, you know what? That's right. That's the word of God. And you know what? I can live by that. And you know what? If you live by this word of God, you can also die by it. Amen. And that, you know, you can hear him say, welcome into the joys of the Lord, you good and faithful servant. Amen. And you know, that'll be worth it all. Some's waiting to hear, oh, good and faithful servant, I'm going to make you ruler over many things. I don't care about being ruler. I just want to go. I just want to go and see Jesus. Amen. I just want to be there. I want to be there. Amen. With all those, and praise God. I'm just so glad that the devil's not going to be there. You know, everything's going to be perfect. Amen. We ain't going to have to pay no power bill. Amen. We ain't going to have no need of the sun, because the Son of God is going to be the light of that city. Amen. Everything's going to be perfect. Amen. You know what? We ain't going to have to vote on presidents and laws and all that kind of stuff, because everything's going to be just right. Amen. And there's not going to be no more death. There ain't going to be a graveyard. Amen. They're not going to be agonizing over people and being sick and having to pray for them, because everything, it's going to be heaven, y'all. It's going to be perfect. Amen. Some folks think about what all it's going to be. Well, the Bible tells us about a whole lot of what it's going to be like. But it says, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered into the hearts of man what God has prepared for them that love him. Even the best things that we can imagine can't do it. Amen. All the beauties of the world that we've ever seen, whether if you've been out and seen the most beautifulest oceans, the mountains, the sea, whatever, wherever you've been, ain't none of it going to be compared with what heaven's going to be like. This is what we're trying to compare it to, because that's the best that we we've seen, and we've seen some beautiful sights in this world, amen, but nothing is going to be as breathtaking as when you go in to heaven, amen, into that new earth, amen, into that new city, that new Jerusalem that John saw coming down out of heaven. Ain't nothing going to be like that. And are you going to let somebody hold you back? You know what? If you let somebody hold you back by you holding a grudge or that you won't forgive somebody, you know what that means? That means that that person's between you and the Lord. Are you going to let somebody get between you and God? Really? Don't let nobody get between you and God. Oh, no, don't, because you know what? We don't have a promise of tomorrow. You know, I've seen people in perfect health that's just passed away. Just all of a sudden, boom, they were gone. And I'm not talking about in a car wreck or anything like that, but just totally gone. You know, we don't know when our last time is, so we can't say, well, I'll forgive them later. Well, you might not get later. I just want to let you know, I mean, it's a shame, but my uncle, I have my own only really true uncle that I have that was my daddy's brother. You know, I hadn't seen him since I was like 6 years old. Loved him to death. Him and my daddy, they had words or whatever, and they wouldn't talk, and he went off, and my daddy had tried to contact him and things and couldn't. And do you know my uncle passed away, and we didn't even know about it? Didn't even know about it because all that over something probably silly and minute that they took, and you know, he took it right on to his grave. He didn't try to get back with my daddy or nothing. I think my daddy tried to get a hold of him, but, you know, both of them were gone. You don't know when your last day is or your last hour or minute. You know, it could be the next one. Don't hold this because, you know what, it'll cause you an internal problem, amen, and it'll cause you one that'll last through eternity if you don't get things right. You know, I remember as when I got saved, the Lord brought things to me. The Bible talks about getting the crooked path straight, and I had to get my crooked path straight. There's things that I had done that I had to get straight with people, and as the Lord brought it to me, that's what I would do, and he brought it to me about somebody, and I told them, I reckon as the world matches up, they had done me a lot of wrong, but I had done them a lot of wrong too. And when I went and talked with them, I said, I want you to forgive me for all that I have done to you and said, and I just went on to tell them, that I got saved. And I want to make everything right, and I don't want nothing, you know, in between us, and I want you to please forgive me. I want you to forgive me. And they were steady trying to get me to forgive them. I said, I ain't what I called you here for. I want you to forgive me my trespasses against you. And they said, oh, but I want you to forgive me. I said, well, you forgive me first. because I wanted forgiveness. Amen. And I didn't hold nothing against them because you know what? The Lord showed me and he blessed me and all the transgressions and all the things. When I took his name in vain, when I lived in a very vain and vile and ungodly way, you know what? He took my sins and cast them far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered against me anymore. He don't bring them up to me anymore. If they come up, I can tell you who brings them up. It'll be the ungodly or, you know, Satan. But you know what? He forgave me and my trespasses and all the things that I've done all these years. He forgiven me. You know what? We ought to forgive one another, not just family, but everybody. You know, I think about it, you know, this traffic's crazy, you know, of course, around Jacksonville and all that. And they do some pretty crazy things. But you know what? That's what I say. You know, I just forgive them if they do whatever. I forgive them because, you know, I've been in similar situations and people might not mean it. And some people do mean it. But you know what? You better forgive them. You better forgive them. If you get anything out of this message today, is I want your heart right before God and that you forgive people their trespass against you. Start now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Start now. If you got get on the phone, whatever you got to do, and or go see somebody and you tell them, it don't matter if whatever they say, you forgive them. And if you forgive them, I tell you what, you'll have peace with God. May God bless you today.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm glad to be here with you this morning.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. House Democrats have introduced a resolution to block the national emergency declaration that President Trump issued to fund his long-sought wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tells the Salem Radio Network Mr. Trump has every right to declare that emergency.
And we're fully prepared to defend the president's authority in this matter. We know it's nothing more than a politically motivated effort aimed at trying to stop the president from using his clear authority to secure the border to protect the people of this country.
The resolution's adoption sets up a constitutional fight that could result in the president's first veto. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is backing away from asking his supporters to continue risking their lives for a drive to deliver foreign aid into Venezuela. That decision came after troops loyal to President Maduro blocked the convoys at the border yesterday and fired tear gas. The resulting clashes left two people dead. Guaido says instead he will meet with Vice President Mike Pence tomorrow. Europe's biggest bank has reported its net profit jumped 30% last year from the previous year to $12.6 billion.
London-based HSBC, whose profit is mainly from Asia, said its revenue rose 5% from a year earlier to $53.8 billion. HSBC has been carrying out a corporate overhaul designed to boost profitability by focusing on its high-growth markets in Asia while shedding businesses and workers in other countries. Asia accounted for 89.5% of pre-tax profit in 2018.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Officials in eastern Mississippi say at least one person has died after a weekend tornado struck the community yesterday. The mayor's office in Columbus, Mississippi, reports the death of a 41-year-old woman. Three other people injured when a building collapsed because of the twister. More on these stories at townhall.com.
All right, here's the great selling point of Relief Factor. Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with great sciatic pain, I would take ibuprofen a lot. And it helped, but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, and please give it a try because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
All three people on board a Boeing 767 cargo jetliner are dead after the plane crashed into Trinity Bay near Houston.
Authorities say Atlas Air Flight 3591, operating for Amazon Prime Air, was setting up for an approach to George Bush Intercontinental Airport when air traffic controllers lost radio and radar contact with the flight about 30 miles southeast of the runway. The flight took off from Miami around 11:30 Eastern Time Saturday, was scheduled to land at Bush around 1 Central Time. Officials say the last transmission to the flight was an advisory of heavy rain near the airport. Ron DeRockster reporting.
British Prime Minister Theresa May set to hold Brexit talks with European Council President Donald Tusk ahead of a potentially pivotal week for her plans to lead her country out of the European Union. pouring cold water on hopes for European concessions on departure terms for Britain at their meeting today in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. An EU official says there will be no deal. News and analysis at townhall.com. Dr. Charles Schneiderman returns this weekend to tell us about Medicare payment for ambulance use.
Currently, Medicare will only pay for ambulance transportation to hospital emergency rooms. The Federal Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation, CMMI, announced that non-emergency ambulance transportation to and from hospitals or outpatient care may be reimbursable, but the program will not be available until 2020. This is Charles Schneiderman, Washington.
Today is Sunday, February the 24th. It is the 55th day of 2019. On this date in history, 1868, the House of Representatives impeached President Andrew Johnson by a vote of 126-47 following his attempted dismissal of Secretary of War Edwin Stanton. Johnson was later acquitted, however, by the Senate. And on this date in 1955, the Cole Porter musical Silk Stockings opened at the Imperial Theater on Broadway. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
And in St. Johns County, there's a crash in 95 North right before County Road 210. That crash is blocking the right shoulder. About a 40% chance of rain today. Mostly cloudy, going to get up to about 78, and most cloudy tonight. Down to 50, and then for Monday, sunny skies, high 65. Currently 75 at AM 600 WBOB.
The Lighthouse Retirement Hour is brought to you by Martin DiParlato & Associates, a Florida-registered investment advisory firm with your host, Martin Parlato. Firm number 147403 and only conducts business in states where registered or exempt from registration. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers of questions does not and is not intended to constitute the rendering of personal investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional investment advisor should be consulted prior to implementing any of the information discussed. The subject matter discussed on this show represents the political, personal opinions, and personal financial opinions of Martin DiParlato or other attributed authors and sources, either in whole or excerpts. Financial opinions are based upon the research undertaken by Mr. Parlato or purchased by Mr. Parlato and may not be suitable for your particular investment needs. Always remember that investing in the stock market involves risk, and we do not guarantee a profit or protection against losses unless you decide to purchase products designed for that purpose. You should carefully consider your risk tolerance, time horizon, and financial objectives before making investment decisions. By investing, you run the risk of losing money or losing buying power. Risk can be classified into many different categories, and by knowing those categories, you can better manage expectations and avoid or reduce certain kinds of risk. For even more information about investment risk, see FINRA's webpage about managing investment risk or send us an email request through our website and we will forward the link to you without obligation. Now, sit back and enjoy today's show with your host, Martin Parlato.
And welcome back, Jacksonville, the beaches, St. Augustine, Orange Park, Middleburg, Green Cove, Amelia Island, Fleming Island, Daytona, and the Villages. Welcome back all to this production of the Lighthouse Retirement Hour for Saturday, February 23rd, 2019. Well, a special new welcome to listeners up in Melbourne on the Space Coast, hearing us for the first time on WMMB, the first time ever. The other channel went the way of the border. They went Latino. I don't know what they're going to do, Latino music.